Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Verses 1 through 9, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Then, looking in the book of Psalms, Psalm 112, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord! Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with the man who deals graciously. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his adversaries. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. The desire of the wicked will perish. All of Psalm 112. Thank you, Father, once again for the power in your word. Thank you for the grace, the anointing that permeates your word. Thank you for the many ways that your word equips us, strengthens us, guides us, molds us, and shapes us to become more and more like you with every passing day. Father, stir us to be the church you've called us to be. And thank you for all those that are part of our listening family. And thank you for all those that make up the body of Christ today and your hand of grace upon us. Father, flood our nation with your mercy, grace, and light in a much greater measure. Flood the upcoming elections with your mercy, spirit, peace, and grace, and let your spirit permeate them. Do a perfect work through them. And Father, more and more, we're believing and trusting you to place in office those persons you desire to be there. And more, we ask that you would remove persons that should not be in office today. More and more, help us to be the righteous nation you have called us to be. We thank you and praise you. And thank you for us as the church. Thank you for us as a nation. Help us today, Lord, as the church and as a nation, to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your grace and for your mercies. Father, thank you so much that you are willing to forgive us. Thank you so much for the blood of Jesus that covers our sins. And Father, thank you so much for your instruction for how we should live. Thank you so much for guiding us and giving us good ways to love each other. Thank you so much that if a that you've told us that if our brother sins against us 7 times in a day and comes up to us asking for forgiveness and coming in repentance truly 7 times, that we should forgive them all 7 times. And so, Father, thank you so much for doing that with us. Father, I ask that we'd walk better in loving each other in every moment, and that you'd continue to guide us in how to do that better and better every moment. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Let me remind you once again, the website is 10laws.us. Again, that's 10laws.us. We're continuing to remind you that if you haven't gotten your 10 Commandments yard sign yet, we'd encourage you to do that. And keep in mind, this is a project that Brother Charlie Wysong is the servant of the Lord God is using to spearhead it. But his goal is to get at least 1 million yard signs out in a short period of time in our nation. And remember, yes, a yard sign of the Ten Commandments placed in your yard is a powerful discipleship tool, whether you understand that or not. The Holy Spirit will use it in all kinds of ways. And I'm reminded of the instance where a gentleman shared how that he'd put one of the yard signs in his yard. And very soon, a young man, a teenager, I think he said a 14-year-old, came over and started confessing to him all his shortcomings as a child. And apparently this 14-year-old had done some pretty far-out things. And then the following day, he came back and he wanted to know how he could be saved. And that young man gave his life to Jesus Christ. Don't underestimate what the Holy Spirit will do with one seed that you plant. And yes, a yard sign with the Ten Commandments placed in your yard is a powerful seed that God will use in ways you probably don't comprehend. Again, I like when we have Brother Charlie on to tell of this testimonies of things people have shared that they saw God do after placing the yard sign in their yard. So if you haven't gotten your yard sign yet, please do go to 10laws.us. Again, 10laws.us. We hope that you will do that. We're blessed and honored to have with us once again Sister Marla Hill, and she is the director of the Turnaround.us ministry. And also we have with us also Chad Christensen. He's the executive director of In the Gap Ministries. And we have with us as well Barry Williams, the founder and VP of Next Generation Impact. So good to have each of you. We're going to start with let Marla come and further introduce yourself and so forth. Marla, how are you today?
I'm doing so well. Thank you, Pastor Joseph, for inviting us to be a part of your incredible program and to speak to these fellow prayer warriors that are out across all of America. So we're so privileged to be a part. The turnaround.us comes out of a heart of seeking God of how can we turn our country around? And literally, the word repent means turn around. So just imagine turn around is a more common day version of the word repent. And so we are making a declaration that the United States and our fellow countrymen and myself personally, that I need to come to the Father and repent just as all of the Bible suggests and recommends, is that's how we come into the throne room of our Lord, is we enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise and then recognizing our need for a Savior, us repenting of our waywardness and seeking him. So imagine this, that the turnaround.us is a prayer movement based upon 52 days out of the book of Nehemiah, calling our countrymen to seek God and repent and seek his face. And we know that as we are doing that, that God is our grand conductor, God as the master of the universe, he will work inside of all of our hearts. And so this the turnaround.us, it's a prayer movement to guide and direct the people of God to look at how can we turn our country around, one, through prayer, yes, and then intentionally looking at our heart as a repentant heart and intentionally looking at what is it that aligns our heart with God's heart And I believe the scriptures are shouting when we get the desire, as our Father God has, to see faith passed from generation to generation, that that's when we can turn everything around. And so theturnaround.us is about that. And using our influence through the turnaround to exalt generals that are in the trenches that are doing that. So I have two generals in the trenches with me today that have been out there showing the church and showing the body of Christ how to adopt their public schools.
Okay. Well, before we have our two other guests to come forward, would you take a moment now to pray for our listeners to be open to receiving all the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast?
Yes, I would be honored. Dear Heavenly Father, we just give you all glory, all honor, all praise, for you are the great I am. You are the Almighty. Father God, you cover us by your wings, and we are so blessed to enter your gates and with thanksgiving and praise, Father. So I just thank you that the simplicity of the gospel, this humility, Father, I recognize you and your greatness. And I just proclaim and declare that this is the turnaround right here and now, that we are drawing a line in the sand, a bloodline in the sand, and saying we must repent. We must turn back to you, Heavenly Father. So, Father God, we ask that you guide and direct our steps and our hearts to turn back to you. And we look inward to align our hearts, to have this vision, to pass faith from generation to generation. And so, Father God, I pray that this simple plan that we are going to reveal will take root in the hearts of these listeners, these prayer warriors, through American Family Radio, that they will hear this vision, this mission, and that they will seek to also to walk in alignment with you and your word. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And now, can we hear from Brother Chad Christensen?
Yes. Well, good day. It's good to be with you today here, Pastor Joseph, and your audience. Thank you for the opportunity here to share. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's an interesting time we're living in right now where you see so much craziness really going on around us, the discussions in across the country, what people are talking about, whether, you know, whether gender you are or what bathroom you can use or different things like that. And, you know, it's interesting, this whole target, if you will, this whole battle is now centering around children. And it's interesting because it's a very deliberate attempt to change children's minds over what is real and what is reality. And so in the gap, we've been focusing in on now of how to help equip and mobilize the church, believers of Jesus, to take a stand and actually make a difference and go into the community around them and influence children for the gospel and helping children know how much Jesus loves them. So that's been a big thrust, and it's fun having Barry here. Actually, he's the one that a couple years ago invited us to be part of this battle of equipping the church. For years, I've been equipping high school and college students in a leadership academy and helping them make a difference. And Barry, a couple years ago, was like, man, you should join up and let's figure out how do we go and equip the church to do this all across our state of Oklahoma and even beyond that.
Chad, I'm going to have to jump in right here. We're going to pick up right there on the other side of the break. Our phone guests today are Marla Hill, Chad Christensen, and Barry Williams. We'll be right back.
Do it all you can do. With one word, the mountains move. When you breathe, the dead arise, and the bones come back to life. There is power in this room, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's life. the tears down wall. And every enemy will fall.
Music from Life Church with Where the Spirit of the Lord Is. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, our phone guests today are Marla Hill of the Turnaround U.S. and also Chad Christensen of In the Gap Ministries and Barry Williams with Next Generation Impact. So, Chad, if you'll pick up where you left off, please, go ahead.
Yes. Well, this moment in history is so critical, and the church right now has an amazing opportunity to be that light and salt in their community. And so that's kind of what we're focusing on right now, of helping equip and mobilize believers to go into their community and specifically bring the gospel to their local public elementary schools. You know, it's really amazing. Statistically, they say 50% of a child's belief system is established by the time they turn age 6. And then 90% is established by the time they turn age 13. And so there's a huge opportunity right now to bring the gospel to these young children. And it's amazing. It only takes like 6 to 8 people, you know, to go into a school and actually have an after-school Bible club. And that's often what's overlooked. They're like, wait, you know, how can you bring the gospel to a school? But recognizing this is legal. This is legal in America. And in fact, right now, just through how the Supreme Court has ruled in the past couple of years, we even have more religious freedoms than we have actually in the past 40 years. It's an amazing time to be alive and to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And so that's the message we're trying to get out there and helping believers recognize, man, this is our moment to actually go together and serve in our local schools and bring the gospel right to children, right as soon as the bell rings, they can have a chance to come and be part of an after-school Bible club. In fact, just this past week, I was just a couple days ago at a Bible club and just, again, sharing the love of Christ. And it's amazing. So many of these kids had never heard of Jesus. They've never, you know, touched a Bible. And yet this is our moment to really go in and show them just how much Jesus loves them. Thinking of when Jesus was challenging his disciples, what did he tell them? He said, this is the will of God. The will of God is that not one of these little ones should perish. And when Jesus was, you know, busy doing his ministry and stuff, parents were trying to bring kids to Jesus to have them pray for him. And what was happening? The disciples were like, oh, you know what? He's too busy for them. But what did Jesus say? No, no, no. Let the little children come to me. Do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And I feel like as the church today, we need to hear this message. And we need to turn around our perspective of children. And we need to lean into what is the heart of God. His heart is for these kids. And this next generation coming up must know him. So, I don't know if we can just say a prayer for this, just that God would continue stirring our hearts.
Okay.
And that bring people together for this.
Yes, please do.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time to visit today. And Lord, we know from your word that this is your heart. Your heart is for this next generation coming up, these little ones that are being bombarded every single day with the lies of the enemy. Lord, you want them to know you. And I pray right now, Father, for each one that's listening, would you stir each of our hearts in a fresh way? Lord, would you just help us to see all these little ones, whether they're in our own family or whether they're the children around us, help us to see them from your perspective. And Lord, today I just pray for each one listening that you would give courage to take this next step, to become trained and equipped to go out and to serve in their community and bring the life and love of Christ this generation that is so desperately in need of it. So Lord, we pray that you'd move in a powerful way today, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, next, if we can hear from Barry Williams as well, please.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for just the opportunity to be with your audience today and with you, Pastor Joseph. You know, like Chad had shared a couple of years ago, we were connected just a myriad of different ways. I mean, I always thought it was funny. Every time I would show up somewhere, when we would have a conversation about elementary kids or we'd have a conversation about Bible clubs, whatever it may be, faith in general, Chad was there. And so I finally reached out like, Chad, we need to talk. And so we started to have a conversation because our ministries were really aligned in so many ways and striving to do so many of the same things. You know, Next Generation Impact, we started and we were actually founded in 2020 in the middle of the pandemic, but we were founded because We had this desire to take the gospel to children, but yet we wanted to do so much more. We wanted to really help children that were wrestling with these things that the world was bombarding them with. We wanted to show them that there was a truth. There was a truth that stands the test of time. And we actually were founded out of a passage of scripture in Psalm 78 that I'll share with you real quick. It says, mm-hmm. He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers to teach their children, that the next generation might know them, that the children yet unborn and arise and tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. You know, one of the things that we were challenged by is that we believe that the believers in general, either they were forgetting or they were not passing on what needed to be taught to the next generation. And when you have a group of kids that are not bad kids, but the reality is it's just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You found those three young men being able to stand in the midst of adversity when they were being told to bow down to something, yet all the other leaders around them were just bowing down to a golden statue. But the reality is they were bowing down because it was just the next thing they were told to bow down to. And our kids are the same way. When they don't have the truth at the center of their lives and they have not established the law in their hearts, just as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had before they came into Babylon, if they're not taught that and they don't know it, then whatever the world throws at them, they're just going to bow down to it. And you're seeing that in our culture now. And so we created our ministry so that we would be able to help them do three things in our curriculum that we teach, that we pass along to groups like In the Gap and different organizations, is the fact that we want to evangelize them. We also want to disciple them and then help them with some apologetics to help them be able to stand in their faith when the world attacks them at some other area. And so this moment with groups like Marla's as well as Chad's, we're standing together and we're saying we're not just going to bow down any further, and we're not going to teach our kids, or we're not going to hold back from teaching our kids the true truth that comes from God's word. And we believe, like Chad said, if we can intersect the truth at a child's heart at just the right time, we have an opportunity to change their trajectory, the next generations after them's trajectory. But if we don't, I promise you, the world is going to go after them. The world will tell them their truth. And we have to stand up and do so much more. So we come together in this moment to make sure we want every elementary school in America to have a gospel presence where children are being taught the gospel, but then they're being taught how to stand firm in their faith when the world says something different. We want them to have those commandments burned into their heart to where they know them and they know how and when to stand. So that's kind of who we are and what mm-hmm. we're doing and why we're coming together in this moment.
Well, Barry, would you take a moment as well to pray for our listeners, whatever's on your heart to pray for them about?
I sure would. Thank you. Lord God, we come before you. And God, I pray specifically today for every child across our nation and across the globe. God, so many that are searching for truth, wanting to know answers that have never been taught them. So God, I pray this morning that you would raise up the church across America and across the globe to stand up and to take this passage seriously. God, that we as a church would not forget what you've done in our lives, but God, we would pass those to the next generation so that every generation will set their hope anew on you. So Father, today I pray for the church across America to stand up and to take this message to where children are in the public school. And so I pray, God, today for every child. God, I pray that you would protect their hearts, you would protect their minds until they get an opportunity to hear the truth. That, God, that when they hear the truth, they would not only hear it, but, God, they would receive it and begin to live out of that truth in their lives. So that, God, that there would be, anytime there's conflict in their life, when the world says something and your word says something different, they would know that they could stand firm on your word every time. And so that they, too, can stand firm and stand in the face of adversity without bowing down. So, Father, we just pray for this generation. God, let us be active. Let us go after it. Let us teach them and not hold back. But God, give us the courage to do so. And we just thank you for the opportunities you're giving us. And we pray for more opportunities in the future. God, we thank you and praise you. And I pray all these things in your son's precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Barry, as well. So, Marla, again, we appreciate having you and Chad and Barry today. In view of what you all have just shared about both the ministries that you are part of, what those ministries are doing and the mission behind them, what is the challenge that you're laying before listeners? What is it that we're asking and inviting listeners to do and to get involved in what way?
I would say two things. First of all, sign up to be a part of a national prayer movement. Yes, American Family Radio is broadcasting prayer, but sign up with the turnaround.us to be a part of an intentional prayer movement to focus and align our hearts with the Heavenly Father and to align our hearts to have this focus upon the next generation and to reach the next generation. That the Lord honors that. The Lord wants us corporately to come into agreement in a corporate prayer that we are, yes, individuals seeking him, that he wants our hearts individually, but he also wants us corporately as a nation, as a kingdom. And so are we, as the people of America, going to rise up again? Every generation has to make this decision. Every generation since the beginning of the ages. And it was beginning lost, and that's when Father Abraham, he was looking around, and his lost generation with cultic sacrifices happening, and he had this desire as the father's desire to see faith passed. And so our pilgrims who came to America, they had that same Abrahamic vision. And so sign up to be a part of the turnaround.us, because our mission is to see every church or every school adopted, every child reached, but also every church reached as well with this truth that we can be in those schools and that we as the body of Christ, we need to see the next generation, the children. That is our mission field. And we don't have to go and look for them. They are all in the public schools for the most part. In any single community throughout the whole United States, you have from 85% to 100% of the children of that community, they're in the public schools. So there they are. It's easy to find them, and we can be there for as few as 6 to 8 volunteers to start these presence of God, these Bible clubs. And these little children, they're little evangelists. They hear the truth sets them free, and they want all of their friends and family to know about it, and they are our example of how to evangelize to the world. And so so join us, be a part of the turnaround.us. Be a part of that now. Let's rebuild in front of our house.
So would it be correct to say that a part of what you're encouraging listeners to do first is go to the website to find the turnaround.us to learn more about specifically what you're doing as well as what you're challenging and encouraging others to do. Would that be correct?
That would be correct. And I also see in February we are going to have a gathering inviting people from across the United States to come and learn how to do this. If you could come to Oklahoma, we will train you for free, and we will give you all the curriculum and all the help and support that you need. If you can come to Oklahoma, you can find out about how to do that on the turnaround.us. And so we are inviting all of America to come, and we will help train you. And it's simple. It is simple. And within a day's time, we can have you equipped to go and change your world and go and build in front of your house.
Okay. And when? What is the date of that event?
We are going to do that in February. And we are looking at a weekend event. And let's say it will be February 22nd.
Okay.
So put that on your calendar on February 22nd. to come to Oklahoma. Let us know. We'll have a sign-up available on our website. We'll have that up there. And you can come, and we will train you, equip you, and walk with you to build Bible clubs in your local schools.
Mm. All right. Thanks so much for sharing that. Now, Chad, as it relates to the ministry in the Gap, what would you say would be a major challenge and encouragement specifically that In the Gap is doing, and how are you inviting and encouraging people to get involved?
Yeah, no, thank you for asking. I was just thinking about that as Marla was sharing. You know, there could be many listeners that are listening today and that are thinking, you know, this sounds great. I think this is super, you know, yeah, kids need to be reached, but, you know, maybe I'm a little older and I'm not, you know, young and I don't have a lot of energy.
Chad, I'm going to jump in right here. We're going to pick up on the other side of the break here. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guests are Marla Hill, Chad Christensen, and Barry Williams. We'll be right back.
There's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate and longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him this.
Music of Forever Jones with He Wants It All. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Marla Hill, Chad Christensen, Barry Williams, all of which are involved in ministries that are specifically reaching out to the children and youth of our nation and our culture. Chad, if you'll pick up where you left off before the break.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm guessing there's some of your listeners are thinking, hey, this is great, you know, kids need to be reached, but, you know, I'm older, or I don't have that kind of energy like, you know, I did in my, you know, 20s or whatever. You know, the beautiful thing about this is that whether you are 13 years old, like actually when my daughter's was just 2 days ago helping at Bible Club, or whether you're 75 years old, like we also had another volunteer, you know, actually doesn't matter your age. It matters your perspective in saying, Lord, I'm willing to be involved. Here I am, send me. Like Isaiah did, right? When God said, who can I send? Who go for us? He didn't say, if you meet these qualifications, he was just asking who would go, and Isaiah volunteered. That's what's needed today. It's believers of all ages, whether you have a great children's ministry at your church or whether you have no children's ministry at your church. The key isn't about me. It's about God. What does God want done? And then responding to his call. So that's one of the challenges I'd like to place out to our audience today. Don't disqualify yourself thinking, well, I'm too old, or I don't know, I'm not really good with kids. It's more of what is God's heart? Because if you're willing, then there is training. We offer, and that's what we do at In the Gap, we offer training that whether, again, you're scared to get in front of anybody and talk, we will help you walk through that journey to all the way where you can tell a Bible lesson, just, you know, taking a Bible story, making a solid Bible lesson, or even coming down to how do I share the gospel with kids and how do I make it on a level that they can understand. We don't dumb down the gospel. We simplify it and help them see, because even a child can understand, and it's a beautiful thing to watch a child step from death into life. So that's the thing I'd like to challenge our listeners today. Let's not give in to doubt. Let's not give in to unbelief or thinking that, well, you know, I'm just beyond that phase. No, like if you're still living and breathing, God wants to use you in a powerful way to leave a legacy to this next generation, starting in your own community. And so that's what we're about, to help mobilize and equip, and we do all that free of charge because we just are passionate about seeing the body of Christ rise up and make a difference in this next generation.
Is there a website that you can share that lets people learn more about In the Gap Ministries?
Absolutely. It's called inthegap.org. So simply inthegap.org, and there are a variety of resources there available for your listeners.
All right. Well, Barry, also as well as it relates to the work and the ministry that you're involved with as well, what would be a challenge and an encouragement that you'd want to lay before listeners as it relates to connecting or being involved with a ministry like Next Generation Impact?
Yeah, I would really follow up with what Chad just said. And the reality is that one of the things that we see so often is the idea that people don't think this can happen. They don't think it can happen in their community. They don't think that legally they can do this, or that there would be some way, or maybe they can't afford to do this. And the reality is that because the legalities that allow us to go into the public school, one of the things that we love to do is help in those conversations, help you know how to talk to the superintendent, how to talk to the principal, how to do all those things to help you feel confident as a church that you can go in and have this ministry in your local church. And then on the other side of that, like Chad shared with the training, we also allow, we give all of our curriculum away for free. We don't charge at Next Generation Impact for anything that we give. Everything that we produce is a gift to the church to allow you. In fact, it excites us when a church gets excited about getting into their local public school. So when we hear one that says, we're ready to do this, we come on board and we give you all the curriculum. We give you all the tools that you would need. And then even within the gap, one of the great partnerships we have is then we train you. We do all those things to allow you to have all the tools that you need. So the challenge that I would have for the listeners today is that don't put any preconceived notion about this. If you have a desire to do a club in your elementary school, we would love to come alongside you and make that a reality. We believe there's a remnant in every community in the United States that wants to reach the next generation. That's who we're looking for, and that's the people we want to partner with to do everything we can to mobilize you to get into that local public elementary school.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. And do you, too, have a website you'd like to point people to learn more about Next Generation Impact?
Yeah, we'd love for them to go to just nextgenerationimpact.org, nextgenerationimpact.org, and you can have all the information about what we do and all the resources and tools that we are constantly creating to give to the church to mobilize your community.
Okay. Well, thank you again for sharing that, too. So, Marla, was there anything further you wanted to share specifically about both the turnaround.us and or anything related to the other two ministries that with Chad and Barry as well, anything specifically you wanted to add to what's already been said?
I was thinking, as your prayer warriors are listening, again, why should they participate? Is because this is specifically designed to align our hearts with the Father's heart to seek the next generation and to mobilize us through a prayer movement. So this is a way to share prayer. This is a way to say, hey, have you heard about the turnaround? No, I haven't heard about what. Tell me about it. Well, the turnaround is a prayer movement to reach the body of Christ, to activate us into seeking Him and stirring our hearts to look to save and rescue and reach the next generation. And this is how we turn our whole country around. It's simple. It is so simple. Mm-hmm. And that's how we know that this is of the Father and of His plan, because it is very simple, reaching the little children, the next generation, and mobilizing us to work together as one. And we also have some beautiful testimonies to share through the turnaround.us of a town that came together. The several churches in that town came together to adopt their public schools and reach their public schools. And those churches made the declaration that they are one. And they were churches everywhere from Methodist to Assembly of God to Baptist to, all these different denominations. There were about 10 churches or more that made this declaration. And what happens is this fruitfulness of being outside of the church, but in that public square, of the public square, of the children's public square. Imagine this, everywhere in America, you can pray and you can have a Bible and you can say the name of God except the children's public square. Mm. And so if a child can survive the mother's womb, can that child survive the public classroom? On a platter is being delivered to the children, a platter of lies. And this is what these generals in the trenches are doing. We are bringing the platter of truth, of life, of blessing, and of God's love, great love to them. And these children are hurting. And so come be a part of this. Sign up to receive our prayer prompts. So we are culminating 52 days of prayer here with the election, but we've got three prayer movements coming up for 2025 that mm-hmm. your listeners are going to love to be a part of.
All right. And so for information further about those matters that you've just mentioned, they would go to the same website, theturnaround.us, is that right?
That's correct. And even on our website, you can find in the gap and the next generation, we have an avenue on there. If you're interested in learning how to adopt your public school through the turnaround.us, we're making it easy to find out, to get equipped for now. And let's say you're ready to do that now. You don't want to wait until February. Contact us. We will train you right now. So we're ready for battle. And our children, they're in a bloody battlefield in the schools. Suicides are at an all-time high. Depression is at an all-time high. I mean, how can that child feel good about themselves when they're told that they may not be, a male or female or whatever they are? There's no foundation of life. And so we need to be there. I'm blowing the trumpet. I'm sounding the alarm that our children are in danger, and it is up to the body of Christ to be there and awaken them and to save them. Yes, parents need to do this, but we're seeing that there's been a total breakdown of the church and of the responsibility of the body of Christ. And so I'm blowing the horn and saying the children, they're suffering. There is a curse of whoredom that has come upon the land, and it attacks the children. And how do we turn that around? We reach them with the gospel. And we start these after-school Bible clubs or even during-school Bible clubs. And we're also showing churches how to open up their doors for the children to come. So please join us at theturnaround.us to turn our country around.
All right. Well, our time is just about completely gone, but thank you so much, Marla and Chad and Barry, for sharing, being with us today and sharing. And just one more time, each of the three websites, mention each of them, please.
TheTurnaround.us. T-H-E, TheTurnaround.us.
Okay.
Put in the.
And then InTheGap.org.
All right.
And then NextGenerationImpact.org.
All right. Thank you all so much for being with us. An honor to have you with us. And we're encouraging every single listener, please take time to go to each of those three websites and learn more about the work they're doing, as well as pray about how you may be able to connect and plug into the work and the mission that they're carrying out as well. as we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you know you have never, ever made the step of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a wonderful day, a great day to be saved and fully give your life to Christ. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong things I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to seek you in prayer daily. Help me to follow your word daily. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you gave your life to Christ and prayed that prayer, we want to be in touch with you. We'd like to share with you some resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you. Please get in touch again, joseph@afr. We look forward to hearing from you. Once again, thank you, Marla and Chad and Barry, for the work that you're doing. One more time, each of those three websites before our time ends.
TheTurnaround.us.
All right.
And InTheGap.org.
All right.
NextGenerationImpact.org.
All right. Thank you all so much. Keep up the great work. And to all of our listeners, please pray much for each of these ministries as they carry out the work the Lord has called them to. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.